105.
Cutting it down, good Lord. Baby, getting paid is a forte.
What up, E?
What's good, man? How you doing?
Chilling. Phase one, baby. We're in phase one.
Yeah.
How you holding out?
I'm holding, bro. I'm holding. Definitely holding. I mean, it's been really hot, not gonna lie to you.
The weather, I love it.
It's been really hot. I've been sweating my balls off.
Yeah,
it's been hot.
We got AC. I bought an AC.
Ooh,
for my room.
Yeah, right.
A little portable one. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But I'm also excited for today's episode.
What you excited for?
We got a dinosaur guy.
Dinosaur guy.
We're gonna talk some dinos.
Really? What you want to know about dinos?
We're going to find out what we want to know about dinos. All right, the dude's name's Jack. He's here. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, hello. How are we?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Lockdown, just staying in, you know. That's how it be.
Yeah, that's how it is, too. You guys, you're from the UK, correct?
Yeah.
UK. I heard that accent. Heard you.
How's Corona over there? What are you guys up to?
Lockdown's been like half lifted. We're expecting a second spike because no one's really listening to lockdown anymore.
Right,
I've just been staying in, just ignoring everything, just watching Netflix the whole time, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So you just want to tell us who you are, Jack?
I'm Jack Percival. I run the Instagram page Prolific. It's like a paleontology page that tries to get people more knowledgeable on dinosaurs.
Okay.
Trying to get, like, I feel paleontology is quite a niche subject, so try and get people who aren't as inclined to, like, usually search out information more knowledgeable on an easy-to-read way.
Yeah, no, that's what I wanted to say. When I found you on Instagram, you made something like an Instagram page, you know, usually you have like people trying to show off like beach bods, you know, parties. And you kind of made this fun, interactive, educational kind of page, you know what I mean? And you were obviously very successful with that. You have, what, 17,000 followers, something like that?
Oh, 19,500 now.
There you go. Holy shit. But,
yeah, I know that no one's really going to be like searching out the knowledge for like prehistoric life and all that. So I thought, like, I always used Instagram anyway, so
yeah,
why not try put my passion on there?
And it's
smart.
You killed it. You executed it. You did it. And honestly, like, you know, I saw it, I'm like, this would be sweet to have on a podcast, you know, a dinosaur guy, anything prehistoric you're pretty knowledgeable about, but just your whole platform, that's what I want to talk about too, is just how you made something dinosaurs, you know what I mean? And then you put it on the brand new social media and you just are blowing up on it. How did the first couple months, were you just like, this is stupid, or when did it take off? I want to know everything.
I started it off because I've always had like a passion for dinosaurs. I tried like making websites and all that. It really didn't go well. Like, looking back on it, it's a bit cringy looking back on. When I made the Instagram, I had literally no hope of it going anywhere. I just thought, I've always had like the like love of dinosaurs, so I thought I'd put all prehistoric life on there. And then slowly but surely, literally like in the first year, I gained like 1,000 followers, like, which is incredible. Like, I never expected to get nearly that far.
Right.
But I think I managed to speak to the right people. Like, I messaged all the other dinosaur pages. I got my audience to tell me what they liked, what they wanted. And it really started snowballing. Like, I would get from like only a few likes, which I still am so thankful for, from everyone who like what they like, views my posts. And now I've gone up to like literally thousands, and it's just so nice seeing my posts.
Yeah, dude, you're pushing 20K. That's insane. It's insane.
I never expected it to get this far.
It's a role model, I guess. You just, you know, you keep grinding and it'll eventually pay off.
It is all about that grind.
You're 1/5 of the way to 100K. That's super exciting.
That is honestly, I never expected to get nearly that far, but now I'm here. That's like the ultimate goal.
Right. That far. 100K. That's super exciting. But so you mentioned you're obsessed with dinosaurs your entire life. Did you, like me, I grew up on Jurassic Park and Land Before Time, all those classics. How you same in that boat?
Oh, you've got to love the classics, like Jurassic Park. That got my obsession like rolling, but
JP,
looking back on it now, it is so inaccurate. Like, I love it as a movie,
right?
Is it? It's inaccurate.
It's so inaccurate. Like,
that's crazy.
But at the time, it's like accurate, but because how far research has gone now, it's so just awful. Well, it's a good movie, but like,
yeah, it's an excellent movie. Probably top 10 scenes is when the T-Rex breaks out of the gate and eats the goat.
Honestly, that's
top 10 movie scenes of all time.
Yeah, 100%.
And for being it made in the 90s, it's still as credible and looks as good as any CGI today. It's absolutely absurd.
Top tier movie overall.
But you were saying it's inaccurate. And the whole antagonist of the first couple Jurassic Park is Velociraptors. And isn't the real Velociraptor maybe the size of a chicken?
Yeah, the Velociraptors are. Don't get me started. it was because when the book was made all the way back in like the 90s, way back, it was based like they used another book called Predatory Dinosaurs of the World.
Right.
Like in 1988, and that's been credited as the inspiration for the Jurassic Park book.
Okay.
Okay.
Which mislabeled Velociraptor having another subspecies called Deinonychus, which is what that Jurassic Park raptor was based on.
Right.
Right.
So after that film was made, it came out that they're not subspecies at all. They're two completely different. And Velociraptor was the size of like a little angry chicken running about. So
yeah, like, Jurassic Park makes it seem like this apex predator. It's as tall as a human, could open up doors, but in reality, they're like literally feathered chickens that will just eat meat.
Oh, realistically, I still wouldn't want to be put in a cage with loads of little chickens.
True.
Those chickens will fuck you up, man. Another thing I realized, I saw a study recently in the past couple of years, is that they're saying dinosaurs didn't even roar. They quacked like ducks. Did you see that study?
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, it seems way more likely because like dinosaurs evolved into birds. Birds are the closest related. Everyone seems to think it's like lizards and all that. But it would be way more likely that they had some sort of call like that rather than the big impressive roar like the T-Rex has.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Hollywood at its finest right there. Have you ever watched a movie or like one of the BBC like dinosaur things, and you're like, that's accurate, that's as close as we're gonna get? Have you seen anything like that?
A lot of things, because like with Walking with Dinosaurs, the BBC show, absolutely love it, like top one of my favorite TV shows. It's not accurate now. It's always accurate at the time of being made,
right?
As technology comes on, as further findings are like made, it just gets so inaccurate. But you can't blame it, like you need it to be accurate at the time, and you can't obviously predict the future.
Right. I mean, even when people first started finding fossils, they were putting them completely together wrong.
Literally, yeah. Like the upright kangaroo position, tail on the ground.
You're right. I guess everything we find will eventually just be disproven in the future.
Yeah, like I obviously try and make my page. I put in like hours of work to try and make it as accurate as possible. But
right. I definitely read your descriptions. They're so knowledgeable. All the info's there.
But who knows? In literally 20 years, 30 years, all of it might be incorrect.
Yeah, you might gonna have to redo your whole page there.
Literally, but I'm just at the time, you've got to make it as accurate as possible, and you can still appreciate the movies like Jurassic Park and Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's a fun watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but they're in the kitchen, you get that, you're like anxious, you're rocking in your seat.
They had to make it scary.
Right.
But I really don't like the new Jurassic World movies. Jurassic World, it's an okay movie, but like Fallen Kingdom, just so I really didn't rate that.
Did you tear up when the Brachiosaurus died of the lava?
I had to cry. If you didn't cry,
You be honest with me. You be honest with me, Jack. Did a tear come out of your damn eye?
Not just one. I was bawling. I was proper sobbing.
No, I did. Like I said, I was growing up. I was always fascinated by dinosaurs too. And the last two Jurassic Parks, they just didn't do it for me. They got too far away from the roots and made it more like genetic engineering. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, and the way they did the engineering is just so wrong as well. We're mixing like the frogs and all that, which just could never happen. But I see what you mean, because Jurassic World and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, they're way more action movies than like scary, like the dinosaurs.
Like thriller, right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The first couple Jurassic Parks, you have like, you know, Velociraptor, T-Rex. And then what's the Indominus Rex or whatever?
Oh God, Indominus Rex. And
the thing was stupid.
Yeah. Like the look of it was like vaguely cool for like a kid's movie.
Right.
But like saying like has cuttlefish DNA so it can like camouflage itself and all of that was just like, because dinosaurs could be scary anyway, even if they are realistic, feathered and all that. Like,
oh yeah,
you could add so much to make it scary and realistic at the same time.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I walk down the street and I see a scary dog and I'm like, I wouldn't want to fuck with that. Now imagine a 30-foot reptile, you know what I mean?
Honestly, yeah. Like, there was like creatures like Therizinosaurus was a 7-meter tall, basically murder chicken, because it had like 1-meter long claws.
Mm. Right,
like I wouldn't want to be stabbed by something 3-foot long, like when he has 6 of them on his hands.
Yeah, you don't stand a chance for one. Can't imagine 6. Literally. So you're talking about all these dinosaurs. What is your favorite dinosaur? What is the one that, like, if you could go see, what would it be?
I personally much prefer the prehistoric, like crocodiles or mammals, which aren't dinosaurs.
Okay.
As such, but if I would have to go with dinosaur, it'd have to be the Therizinosaurus.
Okay.
It just looks like a chicken that has got 6 like sickle, like proper Freddy Krueger like claws. But it's 7 meters tall. Like,
it's just ultimate killer.
Literally, it'd be so wild to be around. But if we aren't going for like dinosaurs, there's a creature called Armadillosuchus. It's a little tiny crocodile, not even like big, impressive, and scary. It was only like 3 foot long.
Right.
Okay. The same armor plating as an armadillo does today.
Really?
Like, imagine just you're chilling and you see a little armadillo plating crocodile.
A little crocodile in a tank.
Yeah, literally.
Jesus. So you like, I don't even know would you say like the Ice Age era? Is that not proper?
The Ice Age, like, pre-Neolithic Revolution, just anything before that, like...
So, after dinosaurs, but before pretty much, like, real humans? Is that your favorite? Yeah. Okay.
Like, when mammals just started taking over, and even before, like, mammals were, like, the big thing, as soon as, like, the dinosaurs died out, like, there was creatures like Titanoboa, which was, like, a 50-foot-long snake.
Right.
Ooh.
Which you would not want to mess with, either.
Oh, snakes fucking suck, dude.
Ooh.
Literally, yeah, literally.
Do you guys even have snakes in the UK?
Oh, we've got like adders, but they're literally nothing. Like,
yeah, we got a little bit of everything here. Snakes. I hate snakes.
I'm so thankful for where I live. Literally, there's like nothing dangerous.
So yeah, is there any reason why you like the? Is it just because they're mammals and you can kind of like relate to it? You know what I mean? You live with their ancestors today.
Yeah, like, and they're like megafauna, which are like giant versions of like how they used to be.
Right.
There's like a like really old ancestor to rhinos, which was like the second biggest mammal, called Paraceratherium, and it was proper again 7 meters tall.
Right.
And it would just be so weird seeing like it had the same skin texture and all that as a rhino, but looks like a sauropod with like a way smaller tail. But like it'd just be so weird to see now thinking about it, because we have none of that left anymore.
Right. And you gotta think. Is this millions of years ago or like hundreds of thousands of years ago?
Oh, it's like a range. Like Paraceratherium was millions of years ago.
Okay, right.
Mm.
See, I don't think people know that. I think people think like dinosaurs lived 60 million years ago.
Yeah.
Nothing was on Earth for a while, and then the woolly mammoth was there.
Yeah. No, God, no. There was so much like wild change, because every ecological niche was completely demolished, and only the avian theropods were like around still. So creatures were just evolving to fit every single niche they could. There's a type of mammal which is commonly known as a bear dog.
A bear dog.
Yeah, it's like a bear with the same proportions of like a dog, but massive. And it was like apex predator where it lived. It would just chase things down, and like it'd be weird to think if they were still around, being an early human, and suddenly
we would not be on top.
You get a massive dog that's just chasing you down, like with bear-like features, like claws, bone-crushing jaws, and all that.
Literally, I thought to about 20 minutes ago is that dinosaurs lived, died, life, Earth was lifeless, and the woolly mammoth was walking around. I had no idea.
There's so many like time periods in between of when like woolly mammoth and all that was around, but there was woolly mammoth isn't just like one creature. There's so many like species come like in Mastodon and all that.
Yeah.
Like, when the pyramids were being built. So many years ago, I'm not quite sure the number, but 10,000 years ago, woolly mammoths were still a thing. They purely lived on an island, and they were like, they had island dwarfism, but they were still around whilst the pyramids were being built.
Really?
And like that blows my mind, because mammoths
that's fairly recent.
Yeah, literally, mammoths seem so like old.
I mean, dodo birds were on the planet till probably like 1300s, right?
Yeah.
Until the Spaniards fucked that one up.
And the cats came around and killed them all.
Yeah, man.
And when people talk about like back then, they don't talk about what was actually around that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I love looking at like the lesser known creatures as well. Like,
right,
on my
right.
page, I do like the popular ones like T-Rex.
I've even noticed that. There's been like some creatures that like, you know, you have like the T-Rex, Triceratops, the woolly mammoth, saber tooth, they steal a spotlight. But then you like show these other creatures, I'm like, I have no idea. I had no idea.
It's such like a vast world like back then.
Right.
Like, because people think like dinosaurs were like the first creatures to like inhabit the earth. But dinosaurs came around during like the Triassic period, which was like, God, it's quite embarrassing. I don't know the exact number. It's like 260 million years is how long they were around for.
Right.
But the first signs of life were like 450 million years ago with like trilobites. And during the Cambrian, there was like tiny little like creatures that were like literally centimeters long, all living at the bottom of the ocean.
Running over the earth.
Literally, those creatures were like so crazy to look at, because with dinosaurs, they're scary because you've got big teeth.
Big teeth, claws, and teeth, big claws, right.
Yeah, but these things were like 10 centimeters long, but they shared like no body plan that you will ever see like alive today. Like, they're so unusual.
So you're mentioning all these different types of animals, mammals, reptiles. How many mass extinctions were there?
I think the number is 7. There's been like, people only know of the KT, like, mass extinction, the one that wiped out the dinosaurs.
Right, the big asteroid that hit the Gulf of Mexico, correct?
Or yeah.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah, but there's been, that wasn't even, like, the biggest mass extinction.
Yeah.
Permian-Triassic, which kick-started the dinosaurs, like, being able to take over the land, which killed off so much more of, like, the living creatures than the KT mass extinction.
Right, right.
And between like every major time period, there's been at least some like form of like mass extinction.
Because Corona, Corona's ours. Get ready, people.
I was gonna say, yeah, maybe
Mother Nature
won't be around anymore.
Mother Nature's doing what she did to the dinos. What do you think the most ultimate species was out of all dinosaurs? All the mammals, what do you think is just like the ideal apex predator?
It's got to be humans.
Humans?
Yeah, like obviously not, well, they are prehistoric as well, like because we've been around for millions of years, like
right.
in some form or another, but nothing else has been able to build homes in the sense of we've just made cities, we've demolished so many other creatures, we've completely wiped out, like a lot of the Ice Age creatures
what
had a hand in extinction because of us, yeah.
Right,
Okay.
We've killed so many species, and they'll never like come back realistically, but we're like still here. We are clearly like the most apex.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
But we're quite like comfortably apex now. So like we used to be big, bulky, lots of muscle, like able to sprint, like out run any other creature. But now you've got quite large people who couldn't really hunt for food if they had to.
If they had to, right. Now we're resorting to offices and I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like we don't need the hunting instincts. Like if you put us against any mammal, like any other animal, I can take on like most other creatures. I'm still like an apex, like nothing's hunting me.
Right. Mm. Okay. So you're talking about all these mammals, Bigfoot. What do you think about Bigfoot?
I can't say either way on Bigfoot. There possibly could be. I don't know. Like I can't deny or like prove Bigfoot, but right. I feel like there could be Bigfoot. I like the theory. Like it got shut down last week about Gigantopithecus.
Right.
That being the largest primate, I like to think it's like some sort of like offshoot of that. Like right. But then again, I haven't really researched like the whole cryptid area.
Okay. One more question and then we'll send you on your way there, Jack. Earlier in our podcast, we talk about, would you rather live through a Jurassic Park or a Walking Dead? Now you got to think about this.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You got to think about your chances of survival. Do you have a better chance of surviving zombies or do you have a better chance of surviving dinosaurs? Now just keep that in mind. Now,
bro, I forgot what I said.
You said Jurassic Park because you think you would survive dinosaurs.
I probably did.
You did. It's all on recording. It's on all platforms. I'll send you the link, buddy. Jack, what are you thinking?
I am. So it's a situation of like I would be in the Jurassic Park movies or I'd be in the Walking Dead TV show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100% Jurassic Park.
Thank you.
It's purely
localized
inside a park. Walking Dead's like the planet.
The whole like planet.
If I just leave the park, I'm safe from dinosaurs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all what right. I told him.
Okay. Right. I don't like this teaming up here.
Appreciate that one.
Whatever. All right, there you hear it.
I got a question though. Yeah, I got a question.
Go for it.
Have you ever like seen like dinosaur bones and like, you know, researching them?
I've got some fossils in my room. They're not dinosaurs. Okay. So I've got like trilobite fossils and ammonites, but I love seeing like fossils in person. It's so weird to think about. Like I've got a trilobite here, 450 million years old.
Mm.
That was alive so long ago.
Right.
And now I literally just have it chilling in my room. That's what life's led up to.
What is like the world's like, where would you go to see the most dinosaur collection? Like, where is that? Do you know? Like, is there a museum anywhere that like it's just the galore of dinosaur fossils?
Across the world, they have like specific paleontology museums. Okay. Like there's a whole paleontology area in like the London Natural History Museum here in England.
Okay.
But if you want to go find them, there's like things in Texas, like Death Valley or something like that, and there's been like hundreds of like dinosaurs found in groups there. Here in England, there's a place that's right by me, down at the bottom, called that's so bad, I completely forgot. It's a whole area on the coast, Jurassic Coast, that's what it's called. And it's got loads of like ammonites and loads of fossils, and almost every shop in the whole little village is like a fossil shop because it's the best. Cool. It's like England's number one place where fossils have been found. Like,
okay.
Like the one of the best known female paleontologists, Marianne, has been like found, like lived there and did most of her research like there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, obviously you can't do now, but have you ever thought about traveling anywhere to see like the biggest like T-Rex fossil or anything like that, or even these mammals you're talking about?
As soon as the lockdown's over, I'm planning to go to the London Natural History Museum, taking photos with all the all the specimens there, like Dipeta diplodocus, which is a massive, like, 32-foot-long sauropod in London Museum. And my, like, on the top of my bucket list overall, the only armadillo sucus fossil I know is in the Brazil National History Museum.
Oh, you gotta go to Brazil. All
the way to Brazil just to see that. But that would be literally the ultimate dream eventually.
Right, right. Okay, that's, yeah, that's what I wanted to know. So you got to go to Brazil to see the dino you've always, or the, what was it again? What did you say?
The crocodile.
The crocodile, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Because I have like a red bubble and all that. I try and make like a bit of money just to help me get there.
Yeah.
Because I would use it purely just for like traveling there to post onto my page. But it'd be so nice eventually to be able to see that in person.
Right. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I was interested because,
yeah,
you know, you got people who would be like, oh, I want to go ride like amusement rides, right? You're going to go to Disney World, you're going to Universal. But for your, in your interest, I just want to know that the galore, like, I got to see it. You know what I mean?
Literally, so, everywhere I go, I try and find out if they've got like a museum. Anything that has any paleontology like area. That's like always the first place I go. Or like if I'm somewhere that doesn't have a museum, I see if there's like a beach that I can do a bit of like fossil hunting for.
Okay. Mm. Have you been to, what is it, Stonehenge?
Oh, because I go to university in like a few counties over, I have to pass it every single time I go back to uni.
Do you find that fascinating? I feel like that would be right up your alley.
I love it, but it's become really like commercialized every time I drive by. Because obviously it's sectioned off so no one can like destroy it or like graffiti over it or anything.
Okay.
And you always see like a queue, like a fat queue, so you can't get there super quickly, and there's always so many people around it. I would love to be there and just be like the only person around there.
Just to, like, just to take it all in.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because that's right in like, don't they believe that's like caveman kind of era?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like it's like thousands of years old.
Right. Yeah. All right, Iman, you got anything else?
No, nah, man, that was good.
All right, Jack, I appreciate you coming on. Do you want to let the boys know your Instagram?
Follow my Instagram at Preolific. It's the only social media I really use for it, but yeah, at Preolific. And thank you guys for letting me on the show.
Yeah, no problem, man. It was a blast. Hey, man, you stay safe, all right?
You too. Don't catch corona, you know.
Thanks, man. We'll see you later, man.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Do you feel more knowledgeable?
Yeah, my head got a little bigger.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's
what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. Instead of playing Modern Warfare all the time, listen to the 105 Club and you learn something.
Yeah, true, true. He was speaking some stuff. I like how you say you would rather listen to Jurassic Park.
Too. Fuck you. dude, I just thought, you know, dinosaurs lived, died, woolly mammoth. I just had no idea.
Yeah, that's what I,
the millions of years in between with, like, he's talking about a 8 foot tall chicken with knives in his hands. I had no idea that was a thing. A bear dog, yeah.
What is a bear dog?
What the fuck, dude? It's crazy.
That's great. I mean, yeah. That was good, though. I appreciated that one.
Yeah, that was good. All right, so next week we're going back. No interview. Sorry, people. We're going to do polls.
Back to our roots.
Back to our roots. We're going to go do some polls. We're going to figure out who else to interview in the future. You know, send me something. Phase one. We're in phase one, baby. Send me something if you want to hear it. Any questions we'll answer. I don't know. Iman, you got anything else to say?
Hey, hit me whatever you need.
Yes, sir. All right, boys. This is the 105 Club, and we're out.
105. Cutting it down, good Lord. Baby, getting paid is a forte.